Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
African Union Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says conditions for a free and fair election are currently prevailing in Zimbabwe, but Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai believes that the AU's assessment is wrong.
And I say these are concerns that have implications on the credibility and legitimacy of the election. So for one to say that none of the principals have raised these issues, it's not only unfortunate, but it's downright misleading.
The Constitutional Court rules that members of the uniformed forces who failed to cast their ballots in a special election last week should be allowed to vote next Wednesday.
It's a good thing and unfortunate that it has had to happen in this way, because the party that I represented in court, the MDCT, its main complaint was not so much that anybody shouldn't vote.
And violence grips some parts of Zimbabwe as the country prepares for a general election to be held within the next few days.
African Union Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says conditions for a free and fair elections in Zimbabwe are prevailing at the moment, but Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai believes that the African Union is not getting it right. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from Harare.
Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma told a news conference in Harare today that Zimbabwe is not ready to hold credible elections on July 31.
Of course, they all talk about the issue of the special votes, and some of them talk about the media, that they don't have enough access to the media. But on the whole, we got the impression from all of them that the preparations up to now are satisfactory. Of course, having spoken to Zach and had quite a long discussion and got explanations even why there was such a problem with the special votes and what their preparations are now for the rest of the votes, the 6 point something million, and also discuss with them why some of the people were not registered, and they explained to us what some of the challenges were, particularly those who were registering for the first time had been allowed by the new law to be citizens.
She also urged the Zimbabweans and parties that may not agree with the results of the polls not to stage street protests, but to seek redress in the courts.
If anyone feels that they are not happy, they would like to challenge the results, we also would like to give this message that please do it legally, through the normal legal channels and not through the streets, because the streets will cause tension and violence, which we don't need.
But Mr. Tsvangirai chided Mrs. Zuma for her comments, saying this exposed her as a partisan observer.
And I say these are concerns that have implications on the credibility and legitimacy of the election. So for one to say that none of the principals have raised these issues, it's not only unfortunate, but it's downright misleading.
The Premier alleged that his party discovered some filled ballot papers used for the early vote staged in dust bins, raising questions on the security of the vote. He said this is clear testimony that the rigging of the July 31 poll is in motion.
Just one of the ballots that we found at HICC already voted in its envelope, but now finding itself in a dustbin. Why? Because this ballot supposedly is voted for MDC, and therefore it must find itself in the dustbin.
He said the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is not truly independent, alleging that there is a hidden hand of the security forces in its operations.
We wish to express our doubt whether they are in control. Look at the chaos that took place during the special voting and the main implications for the main election. If you can't handle 70,000 in 2 days, how do you handle 6.2 million in 1 day?
Mr. Changirai also complained that the electoral body has failed to supply him and his party the final voters roll with only 5 days left before the polls. As a result, Mr. Changirai has written to the commission asking the electoral body to provide him with the voters' register. He said because of those and other reasons, such as the failure of the unity government to implement key democratic reforms and cases of violence being reported in some parts of the country, the credibility of Wednesday's polls is now at stake.
There is clear evidence of manipulation and militarization of the exercise. There is a desperate attempt to subvert the people's will. We have advised observer missions to look at this critical issue so that they can also satisfy themselves. However, unless ZEC takes steps to address these concerns and the guarantors intervene to press for a credible poll, we could be destined for a manipulated result.
However, the MDC founding president remains hopeful that he will trounce President Robert Mugabe come July 31.
I'm very bullish about the outcome of this election. It will indicate to you how resilient the people of Zimbabwe are.
Results of the elections are expected to be announced within 5 days of voting. If there is no outright winner, a second round of voting will be held on September 11th this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.